Yeah! Happy Friday to you, Al. Happy Friday the 13th to you, Sliwa. You superstitious? You crossing your fingers
Don't
and toes and all that stuff? Is that bad luck itself?
You can't even mention that it's Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's a bad
Emily
move?
Emily started off Take like, hey, guys, Friday the 13th. I'm like, okay, we're already screwed.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. It only matters if you believe in it. If you don't believe in it, it's just another day. You know? Why is it any different than Thursday the 12th? Saturday the 14th.
You're doing it again.
I'm just asking.
A lot of people are sitting there right now on the road pulling over and saying, why would you do that?
Turning around three times 100%. Or whatever. Throwing salt over their shoulder.
Salt All over the, your left shoulder.
Is it the left shoulder?
No idea.
I don't either. I just know that you throw the salt.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
Do you have to throw it with your left hand if you're right-handed? Right hand if you're left-handed? I don't know what it is. But happy Friday the 13th to you nonetheless.
To you and your family as well.
How do you observe? Is it a day of private reflection for you, or do you...
Sheer silence. Complete silence.
Sure.
The blinds close.
Sure.
Wait till it gets 9 o'clock at night, then we open up the blinds.
I think you have to wait to celebrate until the weekend, though.
We don't eat meat.
You're busy.
We don't eat meat on this day.
Well, yeah, you can't do that. You could choke on the meat. You should eat nothing. Just drink water.
Drink water.
Just drink water and maybe a little lettuce.
And lettuce.
That's it.
Water and lettuce for Friday the 13th.
Just try to hammer your
and
way
you
through
And you only
it.
Watch channels, the even channels. You do not put on the odd channels. So
what channel's that on? 11. Nope. What else you got? There's an infomercial on channel 2. I'll go with that.
Can't do it. Yep. All right.
I like it.
Glad you got that out of the way.
Ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I am ready for the weekend.
Yay.
I'm kind of in a little dilemma tonight. Do you ever have one of these? I'm sure you have them every weekend or whatever. So I got to go to my girl's first cousin is graduating.
Okay.
She's having a little graduation party, and she's actually doing it at
high school, college? What are you talking about?
College. She's graduated from SC.
Oh.
I think they're actually doing that right now. So she's graduating. So they're going to have a little get-together at my girl's parents' house.
Okay.
That's where they usually all kind of go.
Okay.
There's two games tonight. There's two games going on.
You're talking about the NBA?
Yeah.
You can miss those.
And it's kind of weird because they're going to leave. Like, they'll probably all start going there around, 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going that early. That ain't happening. Okay. So now the next scenario is, okay, well, what time do you go? Well, the first game didn't start till 4:30.
Okay.
And this is not a family that, let's just say, appreciates the world of the NBA the world of sports.
Okay, fair enough.
So you don't typically have just the game on in the background.
Okay.
The only TV that they really have is just right there in the living room, kitchen's right next to it, so everybody's just gathering there. I'm already, I don't know how to describe it, I feel like... I feel anxious.
Yeah, well,
how this is going to break out?
Okay, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Can I try to help you a little bit?
Yeah.
As somebody that's been in the situation you're describing, So my wife is very understanding of what you just described, and Susan's a sports fan, so she doesn't mind having the game on at least. But you're talking about going somewhere else when it's going on. You got to pick your spots with this. Okay, here's why you're in trouble. The two games that you're talking about have nothing to do with the team that you're directly involved with.
And it's a Friday, so I can't go back and say, well, I got to,
That's the other part. Yeah. So if this were a Laker playoff game, easy peasy, right? Even if you weren't covering, even if you weren't doing pre and post, let's just say you were just Travis and Slee exclusive.
Yeah.
Say, look, we're going to be all over this on Monday. I have to see this. Easy sell, right?
I'm going to still try to use that. Because
Dylan Brooks is a big topic on our show, Lady Slee. You need to understand Papa Slee Papa Lady Slee if I don't understand what's
Jrue
going
Holiday
on. Right. Now,
went to
that.
UCLA.
You can't do that.
Start
the other
that.
Problem you hit on is important, too. If it were Sunday, you could maybe pull it off. You could maybe pull it off because it's the
not
next day.
Not looking good, Taylor.
On a Friday?
Not looking good over here, buddy.
Friday? I don't know. You're kind of pinned in. You got to go and you got to not watch the games.
What time do I go?
When she goes.
No, because she's going to go. I mean, she'll basically be there. She's one of those. She'll be there at,
Okay.
If it starts at 3, she'll be there at 2:30.
Okay.
Like, slow down.
But you get done with your work at 1:30. You could be there at 2:30 with her. I'm on your side. I want you to do what you want to do.
But a car wash.
Okay, you
gas.
Can run a few errands along the way.
Trader
but
Joe's.
If she
grab
knows
a
your
things.
She knows your schedule. She knows when you're done. You might be able to hit Trader Joe's and the car wash and all these things. Best case scenario for you, Al, is 3:15, 3:30. It's best case. That's best case scenario. Sorry. Sometimes you just got to take one on the chin.
And you got to go drive out there. It's in Hacienda Heights. It took me 7 hours to get out there.
Okay, so
it's not about the game. You're just looking for an out,
yes,
I think.
Yes, for sure. But you just gave me some good advice. Hold on a second. You said Hacienda Heights?
Two game sixes.
Exactly. Two game sixes between teams that we don't really cover that well. But does Lady Slee listen to our show?
No, not really.
You just mentioned that her family is not very sports-centric, so the odds of them listening are very, very low.
Yeah, they could be right now. With my chances,
could you believe that accident on the 605? Can you believe?
I can't do that with a straight face.
Why?
I can't do it with a straight face.
And not only that, right when you got onto the 60 to go to Hacienda Heights, another one.
Slee, I need you to stay after the show for 5 hours.
There
in the
you go.
But
liners.
The game doesn't even start until, I think, like 4:30.
So
the start time's killing me, too.
I need you to listen to me. You're missing the games. That's happening. Now we're mitigating how long you have to be there. We're just trying to buy you a couple extra hours on the front end.
Yep.
You're going to miss the games. Missing Memphis and Golden State is okay, Al. I promise. The Boston one's a good game. I'm with you on that. That's a good game.
That's the one thing that they should understand. Boston-Milwaukee is a good game. And
it is.
Marcus Smart, after the turnover that he had in Game 5, what kind of atmosphere is this going to be in Milwaukee? They should understand that one. The Grizzlies-Warriors, I kind of get that one a little bit more. I understand the Grizzlies-Warriors, but I'm probably going to... by the way, I will say this. I was listening to games on radio, no problem.
Yeah.
So if you still got to go out
and do
things.
You got a phone, you got the NBA app, can you stream? Do the games stream on the NBA app? There's got to be a way to stream these things.
You can stream on TNT, you can stream on TNT app, TBS, all the apps.
You're fine.
That's what you do. I did that in the car yesterday. I was in an Uber, and I watched a game in the car. So,
which game?
I was watching actually hockey, so I like hockey. But I was watching that in the car on the way to where I was
going to gym. Are you a Caps fan, Em?
So I'm like a lazy Caps fan, but my really good friend is a Leafs fan, and I want him to be happy, and so I was rooting for the Leafs. So that's the game I was watching.
You don't have to watch that. You could let that one go, too. Much like Slee's Grizzlies game, we can let that one go.
I just didn't want to talk to my Uber driver. That was really the main thing.
Yeah, maybe he didn't want to talk to you. You ever think about that?
He did want to talk to me. He kept on trying to ask me questions, and I was just like, hey, I have my earbuds in. Sorry. Anyway.
ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Enjoy the party. Wish her congratulations for me, because you're going to be there for a good chunk of it. Yeah, there you go.
I'll
go with God, Slee.
The cross and say, go get him out there. Go get him, Tiger.
There you go. Quick update.
Yeah.
He ate the egg. He's fine.
Okay.
We survived. So he comes, we were telling the story yesterday of my son calling me, should I not eat the egg? No, don't eat the egg. He'd already eaten it, and I was worried about a little food poisoning along the way. He comes through the door yesterday from school. I said, how are you feeling? He goes, fine. Like, why are you asking me that? And I said,
well, why are you calling me then and asking for my approval?
I said, you're good? Yeah. You, no stomach. It's like, what? Oh, the egg. Yeah. No, I'm fine.
No, he's good. I mean, his stomach's never been stronger.
you need
moments.
It's like a
that.
Vaccine, right?
Kind of
you just need
a little bit.
You need a little bit of the thing to prevent you from getting the big thing, right? That's how.
Who's the immune system?
I'm basically a scientist, Al. What else do you want to know?
Did we have this? And I know this is. I think it was 2 days ago. Did we have a game canceled or suspended?
A baseball game?
MLB?
White Sox and Guardians.
Guardians, White Sox.
Yeah.
Is it just me? Or did you kind of? I thought we were kind of past that whole thing.
Apparently not. Apparently it's still out there and taking out some games here and there. I didn't think we'd have
Zach
a whole
Levine
game.
Zach Levine had a couple games.
Kerr was out.
Kerr's not on the bench because he's got it. Yeah, it's
Mike Mount's got
one of those things.
He's fine.
A little bit of breaking news. I'll let you decide how big of a news you think this is. It's big news, but how serious of news? Clayton Kershaw put on the IL ahead of his start. Was supposed to start tonight. The team is designating as inflammation in his SI joint, which is a part of your pelvis and your hip area.
Okay.
That's where that joint is located. Breaking news on 710s, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. When you hear Kershaw is going on the IL, your first thought is, elbow, shoulder, arm. Mm-hmm. This is in his hips. Gives me a little bit more confidence in what's going to happen after this. I'm not saying that anybody could lie about something like this. I'm just saying that maybe there's a little misdirection potentially. But what do you make of Kershaw going on the IL here on May 13th?
I think any time. First off, it's probably expected at some point. Do you really expect the guy to go out there and have 30 starts this year? Probably
not.
But anytime you have a player like that this stage of his career and he's out for any amount of time, I think, listen, the amount of time that he would be out for, how long it takes to recover, I think you're always a little uncomfortable in a situation like that. So we have no idea how long he's out for, right? They didn't say he's on the – is he on the 10-day or is
– I do not have that in front of me.
So I for me personally, and I know you probably not that much concern, I think anytime Kershaw is mentioned with some type of injury or anything along those lines, especially the way he started off this season,
been great.
I think why wouldn't there be some concern?
Because it's not his arm, right? Like if they said, "Hey, we're putting him on the IL because of elbow tenderness or elbow inflammation or whatever it is," then it's like, "Oh boy," because we didn't even get to the All-Star break before. Usually, the Clayton Kershaw summer vacation takes place a little bit later in the season,
and
I get it. I think it's a really smart thing to do. Mm-hmm. That you need him at the end. You don't necessarily need him in May. You don't necessarily need him in June and July. You need him in September and October. That's when you need
his family. Always does Hawaii in July.
Well, it certainly
They're
feels
out for
like
two
that.
And a half weeks.
It's been 5 or 6 years before he's gone through a whole season without taking, I don't want to say time off, that's not right, but spending some time on the IL. But that it's a hip thing. I mean, by athlete standards, he's kind of old, so you're going to get little nicks and bumps and bruises along the way. I really don't, and I expected this. I expected a little later in the season, but hey, look, maybe it's going to happen twice. Maybe you shut him down in May. Maybe you shut him down in August, and you just get him ready for the home stretch.
I was just going to say, this is going to be the biggest question with the Dodgers. How are your arms feeling by the time you get to September? Right? Like the beginning of September, have they put in too much work? Are they going to be – do you start feeling like, oh, man, are these guys run out of gas? Or will they be as best as you possibly can? Will they be fresh for that final run? Obviously, Kershaw falls into that category.
It's funny. Dodgers lost 3 of their last 4, and they last night was a weird game, right? They were down 6 runs. They tied the game in the 8th inning. They score 4 runs in the 8th inning.
Actually, should have.
They should have taken the lead.
They should have won the game.
They should have taken the lead in the 8th inning. They still had a chance to win the game in the 9th inning, even though they were bases loaded, nobody out.
Yep.
And three
fly balls.
Yeah, and just bad at bats along the way. I have a question for you, and we'll do this when we come back. I have a question for you relative to the Dodgers, because started thinking about what happened last season, and I said, oh, okay, but it really didn't matter. I'm wondering if this matters a little bit more. That's coming up next. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Taylor, did you tell me that it's Stevie Wonder's birthday today as well?
Emily told me that.
Emily told us that. How old is Stevie, Emily?
72.
Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder. 72nd birthday. Superstition, Friday the 13th. It fits together pretty good, Slee.
I don't want to talk about it.
So do you believe the, speaking of urban legends and rumors, can Stevie Wonder see? Shaq thinks he can.
How funny is the story with Shaq? If you guys haven't seen it, Shaq is like, I'm getting... You know, he's talking about a parking garage, and he's down at the parking garage, and he gets into an elevator, and Stevie Wonder is there, and Stevie turns to him and says, "How you doing, big man?" or something like that. And he's like, "What the hell?" He swears that Stevie Wonder can see.
There's a video of him when he's performing, and he's singing, and he hits the mic stand, and it starts to fall, and he reaches out and grabs it. There's that one. Now, that could just be I hit something and I'm grasping for it.
Sure.
But there seems to be.
The Shaq story is hilarious, especially because it's Shaq telling the story of, no, you got to believe me.
Yeah, Shaq's probably got a story or two in him that's probably not 100% true, maybe a little bit embellished along the way. I don't know if I can take Shaq's word for it exactly. Shaq seems like a guy that enjoys a good story.
If you actually see Shaq the way he's telling the story, I believe Shaq. Like, I believe him in how he's delivering it. It looked genuine. Yeah, it's the best way I could put it.
All right, it's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Emily, you said he has to be on the IL through the 28th of May. Is that what it is?
At least for 15 days, as instituted for this year.
Okay, so you've seen who they've run out there the last couple of days, right? Yeah. They had Ryan Pepiot, who made his Major League debut a couple of days ago. Tyler Anderson last night did not pitch particularly well. Mm-hmm. You know, Gonsolin is, you know, kind of, he's pitched pretty well so far. Buehler and Urias have been pretty good. Kershaw's been pretty good. But if we're already...
When is Heaney back? Did they say anything?
Nothing on the horizon. But yeah, they're going to miss some time, which brings me to the question that I want to ask you. Because I was thinking about this morning. Do you remember... It was about this time last year. It was the end of April and the first 10 days or so of May that the Dodgers had a 20-game streak. Or not a streak, a 20-game bunch.
Where they struggled?
They went 5-15.
Yeah.
Okay? The Dodgers went 5-15 mm-hmm. over a 20-game window, mm-hmm. and they won 106 games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and that's what this feels like. Even though Kershaw is down, even though they've lost three or four, even though last night was a weird, goofy loss, I was trying to think of a way to talk about the Dodgers today, and the way to talk about the Dodgers, I think, is what would have to happen for you to say, hey, this isn't what I thought it was going to be? Because they went 5-15 over 20 games, they won 106. If they went 5-15 over 20 games, I'm thinking they're still going to win damn near 100 games.
I think this is probably the more important question. Do you think that 5-15 stretch last year cost them the division? And if you think it cost them the division... well, you go 10-10. There's no question.
Well, I get it, but they didn't lose the division because of that. They lost the division because the Giants were out of their damn minds.
But you were one game behind the Giants when the season ended.
Yeah.
You went 5-15 to that stretch. The only reason why I make that connection is this. The idea and the concept is win the division and kind of have a little bit of comfort there of winning the division so you don't have to be in something similar last year.
Now, I think they're going to.
And you might be right. You might be right. We're almost 20% through the season right now. And if you'd have told me they got a one-game lead on the Padres, I'd be a little surprised, right? Oh, wait, only one-game lead on the Padres, and Padres haven't had Tatis all season long? Okay, Padres are hanging around. Giants still, what are they, 7-8 games over 500, something along those lines.
Is.
Okay, that's another team that's kind of hanging in the mix. Are you right that probably by the time the dust settles that you get to September 1st, that they should have a 7-8 game lead, something along those lines? It will probably play out that way.
Yeah.
Only thing I'm saying is last year it was such an outlier because of what the Giants did, but you also just don't want to put yourself in a position where you feel like all these games matter in September. You want to they ran out of gas.
That's the whole point. The out of gas thing is a little more is interesting, but they won 106 games. They had a 20-game stretch.
Wasn't the out of gas the reason why you didn't? Portion to do with not winning at all?
The point that I'm getting at is not that they're going to win the division. I really don't see how they don't win the division. My question is, how bad would it have to get before you start thinking, are they not a good team? Are they not good enough to win the World Series? Let me put it to you this way.
Yep.
If the Dodgers went 10-20, are you worried? If they had a month where they went 10-20, are you worried about them? I'm not. If they had a month where they went, 5-20, that's a pretty bad run right there. But I just, short of injuries, if you just said to me, and I'm knocking on wood, this is especially on Friday the 13th, I'm going to knock on my wood.
You and your family.
Freddie Freeman's unavailable for 3 months.
Yep.
Trey Turner's unavailable for 3 months. Mookie Betts is done for this. That's when you go, okay, we got big problems. But as long as those guys are around, like last night I think is a perfect example. Something really weird had to happen for them not to win that game. They lost. Mm-hmm. They got beat by the Pirates 2 out of 3. Pirates are not a good team. They lost. I just can't come up with a scenario where
I got a scenario for you. The only scenario that I could kind of see play out where you're like, you're concerned about the Dodgers is if Julio is really struggling, right? Like, it's less to do with the stretch you go through. It's more to do with your arms are not carrying you the way you need them to carry you. That's probably the only thing, because even if Max Muncy's struggling at the plate and Justin Turner doesn't have the average that you want and Cody Bellinger is still hovering around 200, are you worried about their offense even if all three of those guys are struggling? I don't think you are. I think the offense is always, you have enough weapons in there that at some point these guys are just going to deliver through 162 games. The question I think more comes down to if your aces, the guys that you're really going to depend on this year, if Kershaw keeps coming in and out.
Is he on that list? Is Kershaw on the list of aces that you have to have at the end of the line?
I think Kershaw has started off the season so well.
Sure.
It's like, damn, if he's going to, what the hell do you do with this team? And I'm talking about from an arms perspective. But if Julio is struggling or Buehler's struggling, that would be more of a concern than any other bats, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And more concern than the stretch of 10 of 20 over 30 games.
I think it was the eighth inning last night where they got five hits in a row and scored all those runs. Mm-hmm. It was just such a great example of how good they are. And I know they lost the game. The ball gets deflected on a double play ball. I think Dodger fans understand. It was just weird. But all of a sudden, Freeman gets a hit. Mm-hmm. And Turner gets a hit. And now Max Muncy gets a hit that goes 11 feet. Right? He just squibs it up the left field line. And now all of a sudden, Chris Taylor gives you a great at-bat.
Yep.
Justin Turner gives you a great at-bat. Chris Taylor gives you a great at-bat. Yeah, just bang, bang, bang. And there was no spot in the lineup until Cody came out. And I'm thinking, okay, just hit a fly ball. I think the infield was back. Just hit a ground ball to second baseman. The go-ahead run comes in. Instead, you get a K. Right, it's just he's the only one that feels like will chase. He's the only one that feels like even if he gets a good pitch to hit, he might miss it. He's the only guy in that lineup that is kind of a little bit of an escape hatch for a pitcher.
How many teams have a Cody Bellinger? You know, where you're just talking about they have three or four of those.
Yeah,
they
have
three of those, right?
Sure.
So the fact that the Dodgers, he's kind of the one, and that's not. Muncy has struggled, and so has Justin Turner, but I just point out the Bellinger piece. Really, their weaknesses on offense is every other team in Major League Baseball would take those weaknesses.
It's a joke. It is a joke how loaded up they are along the way.
Do you agree that the only thing that might give you some hesitation is if your pitchers are not doing what...
Only those two guys. Mm-hmm. Only those two guys. If Buehler and Julio struggle, it's one of those, okay, that needs to turn
gotta
around.
Have, I was
that,
just going to say, you got to have those
that,
two.
That needs to turn around. Because if it's anybody else, mm-hmm. What did they do last year? They went out, they felt like they were an arm short. Trevor Bauer was unavailable. They were short. Who's the best? Scherzer?
Yep.
Bring him in. They can
let's
do
also
it again.
Look to next year just in case...
Yeah,
Seager is gone.
But they've got a treasure chest of prospects.
Yep.
So whoever is available, whoever the best arm that's available, they're going to be able to make a move. Mm-hmm. It's what they just bludgeoned the Padres with their treasure chest.
What if I'm in the restroom for the whole first half? I catch the entire first half in the restroom because I could take my phone with me.
Well, you can't do it in the restroom. You could maybe wander into the backyard and watch it a little bit.
A lot of people are in the backyard usually.
Okay, maybe go see if I left something in my car.
Okay, I got
some.
They have like a little tool shed. Just go in there for a little bit.
You can't make it weird like that. You got to do it kind of openly.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
I don't understand why that's a game you have to see.
I come out with a shovel to make it not look weird?
Can't do the bathroom. Then everybody's going to think you're not feeling well.
Yep.
You can't do unless you want to use that.
That might play to my advantage.
But then you got to get in the car and come all the way. You got to.
And there's nobody there that I can walk out of the restroom and say, hey, FYI.
I'm fine.
No, not even I'm fine. Marcus Smart has three turnovers in the first quarter. There's no one that I don't even know that connection.
If Marcus Smart's like brothers, sisters, moms, and dads are going to be watching this.
That's
game
why I picked Marcus Smart.
You are.
I don't. Who else am I going to pick?
That one's better. That's at least interesting. Yeah. That's a game that I think whoever wins that game probably comes out of the East, right? At least feels that way to me. I don't understand your preoccupation with the Golden State Memphis game.
Take
me through it. But see, that's a very good example, right? Like clearly, this is something that he's passionate about, cares about, talks about, needs to see. Like I've never. This is something that matters to you. Whereas your football quote addiction, I've never heard of
every
or seen.
Every year, I have a college football party for the playoffs.
That's
every
a good
year,
day, by the way.
It's a great day.
That's a good day.
But there's always, as you know, always Laker games on that day.
In September.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the college football championship.
I'm talking the college football, like the kickoff of the season. I thought that's what you were doing, kind of ringing in the new year with your games.
We have said this before. We have said this before, okay? Saturdays, it's not that I'm sitting back watching all these games. I just like that they're there. But the Saturday night Pac-12 games, how great is that? You get a 7:30 kickoff.
Pac-12 after dark.
I'll take a 7:30 kickoff
Oregon
any day.
State and Washington State at 7:30 on a Saturday night. Sign me up.
If that doesn't get look, your juices going out, what will?
You could have easily done Stanford-Utah. Easily you could have won.
I think you can have that one, too.
You could have done Oregon-Utah.
If it's Oregon against SC.
You could have done SC versus...
If it's SC and Oregon, you got me. The rest of it is like Arizona's going to Colorado. It's the Buffs and the
UCLA
Wildcats.
Started 3-1. Let's get in there.
Yeah, that's my. You just said something that is so great. I don't even know if you did it on purpose. That might be the most UCLA football thing I've
starting
ever
starting 3-1.
UCLA started 3-1. Yeah, but how did it kind of come to an end?
Don't pay attention.
Don't worry about
to that.
We started 3-1. Yeah, but you went 2-9 in the conference. Yeah, but we started 3-1. Going back to the Holiday Bowl again.
Can I read something off for you?
Go ahead.
Did you see this a couple days ago, NBA on TNT, right? So they're doing their show, and Barkley is telling a story. Barkley and Shaq are telling a story. Barkley had lunch or dinner or something like that with Tom Brady, and he's telling the story that when Brady was talking to him, he couldn't, like, focus. He's, like, basically saying he's such a good-looking man.
So handsome.
Okay? He's so handsome. And Shaq's dying laughing, whatever the case is. I just want to give that show some love because Tom Brady, you had LeBron tweeting at them on whatever subject, right? And then Tom Brady just 15 minutes ago, can I come on for a segment, please? He's asking Shaq. I mean, this is just...
LeBron was?
No, this is Tom Brady asking to come on with them.
It's a good show.
Damn.
It's a good show.
Yeah, that show's phenomenal.
Woj is over there on one side of the room. Those guys are on the other side of the room. You have 2 minutes to go have a conversation with one side or the other. Where are you going?
Well, it's because I'm going with Woj.
Woj is the only other one that's going to try to sneak the Memphis Golden State game on his phone instead of going to the graduation.
Woj is working.
Well, that's the difference, though. Woj is working. Yep. You can go to the party tonight. You'll be fine. Well, I promise.
Monday. I don't want to miss anything for Monday for the show.
We will not. I'm going to make it my mission in life not to talk about that game on my. Wait. Series will be over.
Mission in life not to talk about that game.
You're right, because they would play on Sunday.
Sunday would be game seven.
Yeah.
So if Golden State wins, we'll probably have
keep
to
going
talk
back
about
to
it.
The Warriors. That is by far the. I'm not that interested in the Warriors game. It's more the early one.
Well, you could just traffic, accident, flat tire. There's a million options you got right there. All right, the Rams schedule came out yesterday. It is tough. We knew that, but where it gets toughestly. My oh my. It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Apparently, Slee's taking the rest of the day off. He knows that Ask Slee is about 10 minutes away, so he does that thing where he kind of disappears for a little while, and then he works his way back in just in the nick of time. So a couple of suggestions for you, Slee, on how to watch the game at your party tonight.
Yep.
You ready? This is from Aaron Palmer. I think the play is to go as early as possible, get as much quality time in as you can, then you bounce to watch the back half of the first game, and you get all of the second. Not bad.
It's actually a really good idea.
Okay.
That's not bad. You kind of get it all out of the way. So let me think here. So if they're going...
How many people at this party? Roughly.
Not 15, 20 people.
Okay,
like
that's
that.
Big enough. Yeah. If you're going to tell me like 5 or 6... It would be
then you can't get away.
Your absence is conspicuous. Yep. With 20 people,
yep.
Your absence is not conspicuous. You can disappear.
And on top of that, you know, it's not like... there's that much interest in me. So there's a lot more interest in the others. So it's easy that I can just kind of...
Okay, so with that in mind, mm-hmm. Hey Pablo says, go to offer to get ice and then go to Buffalo Wild Wings off the 60 freeway. Obviously, Pablo is a local from that area, so he knows exactly where the Buffalo Wild Wings is.
Couldn't find ice. I just kept going. I went to, it was sold out.
You have to come back with ice eventually, but you wouldn't believe it. They had one check stand open. The lady was brand new. She was being trained. Yeah. Nothing, you know, it just...
You got to tell the story. Which is fine. Bro, my girl would look at me like, you're an idiot, you were watching the game. That's what she would say.
But would she care?
Not that much, but if I'm trying to lie about it, she would say...
What if you do it with a twinkle in your eye, a little smile in your face, a little bounce in your voice? Like, there's lies like, I don't even know who she is. And then there's lies like, hey, I just went to get some ice. They're different lies. The second lie is okay.
What are you going to do?
Hey, it's a long line at the ice. You get it. right? You can tell that lie. That's not going to cause you grief in your relationship,
still
right?
Say you're an idiot.
Well, that's fine. As long as she doesn't actually think you're an idiot, it's just one of those, hey, he's just being an idiot and watching the game. You can live with that, right?
Yeah, that's not bad, actually. That's not bad.
Ready for another one?
Suggestions, yep.
Big E, just pop AirPods in your ear hole and listen. Jeez, Big E, ear hole. That seems aggressive. Listen away, occasionally give a polite laugh, and look like you're paying attention. See, I think that's actually a bad move.
Yeah, I don't. Because they're going to see.
Now you're the guy at the party with AirPods in. That's a weird deal.
A word you're saying. None.
Take your Oculus and watch it on that.
What did you get
Spiro's
your degree
gonna
in?
Be on the call, and I'm just going to be sitting here listening to Spiro.
What's the young lady who's graduating? What's her name?
Emily.
Emily. So Emily, what did you? Yes. Way to go, Marcus Smart. I'm sorry. What? Finance? Oh, that's wonderful.
By the way, did you ever used to do this back in the day? When I was growing up, what is this? So it's like the, I don't know, like 96, somewhere around there. Do you remember Padres would have their run back in the day? It's Andy Ashby and it's Tony Gwynn, Ken Caminiti. Well, Padres weren't exactly making the playoffs every year. So there was a game. It was like a 1 p.m. start, something like that, like 1 p.m. first pitch. I'm sure you did this back in the day. I'm sure you did this. You'd wear a sweater, and I'd have a Walkman, and I'd run the cord up. Bro, I had it down to where it was, I can hear the speaker, and I would just lean like this.
Where, you're in class?
This is in class. Okay. This is in, I think, high school.
Okay.
And I'd be able to listen to the game. And in the beginning, I was trying so hard, nobody would know. By the time you're like a few innings in, you even got your teacher saying, what's the score? It was the coolest thing in the world.
Well, if you had the cool teacher,
yeah,
and he or she was kind of like in the Padres or the Dodgers or whatever,
bottom of the fourth,
right? Hey, do you mind if I kind of you knew the teachers? You could, Mr. Burke, my history teacher in high school. He'd have it on, and he'd have the radio on in class. He's good. Yeah, let's listen to the Dodger game. I used to run into him at Dodger games. I knew he was cool. Hey, it's fine. Hey, Mr. Burke, what do you think of that? What do you think about Pedro Guerrero? You think they should put him back at third base or leave him in the outfield?
Had Chris Gomez do? I'm like, right. It's an out. It's an out.
The good news is, see, you're the Padres. You got stuck with some day games along the way. The Dodgers, they got the primetime TV spot at night. We didn't have to worry about it quite that much.
Big difference. All right.
Rams schedule is out. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. So technically five primetime games, right? They've got two Thursdays, two Mondays, and a Sunday. I'm giving them six. I think that Christmas game is a primetime game. It's not technically because it's on a Sunday, but it's one of three games that day.
Everyone will be watching that game.
Right.
It's not like the three games are all at the same time. It is a primetime game.
So they have six.
Yeah.
They have six primetime games along the way. Four of them come in the final 5 weeks of the season.
Four come in the final 5 weeks of the season.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. So here's the starting in week 14, okay, they have the Raiders coming to town at SoFi on a Thursday night. Okay. Then they get a short week. They have to go to Green Bay on the back end of a short week on a Monday night. Then they come back to Los Angeles to take on the Broncos on Christmas Sunday. Mm. Okay. And then they turn around. You get the Chargers. They're the road team.
That's an easy, the Chargers, easy W right there.
Sunday night football.
Chalk it up.
Thursday night, Monday night,
wow.
Christmas Day, Sunday night football. 4 weeks in a row, the Rams are in a primetime game.
Damn. Yeah, listen, I was kind of looking at this. We were talking a little bit about this yesterday. The Rams they're that team now. They're that team. This happens in the NFL, right? Who's the team? Who's the team? If you can get the Kansas City Chiefs on anytime, I'm going out of my way to watch them. If you can get right now, Buffalo kind of falls into that category in the AFC. If the Bills are on, I'm watching them. Rams are that team now. That's the squad that not only did they win a Super Bowl, it's exciting. It's a ton of storylines. Go look at SoFi Stadium on a Sunday night, nationally televised. Everyone wants to look at SoFi. There's a lot of things that kind of fall into that, and the Rams are one of the hottest teams in the NFL. So I love that. It's no surprise they're going to get a lot of these primetime games.
Especially at the
end,
when they could be talking about seeding. You could be talking about home field advantage with Green Bay. Green Bay is going to be a really good team, too. That game in Week 15 in Green Bay late in the year, weather's a factor. That could be an amazing game.
The Christmas game. What if they go up against Raptors, Sixers?
Well, I wish you were
what
kidding.
What happens?
I wish you were kidding. I know that you're not kidding.
What happens?
Right now. You're going to have to work that day
Scotty Barnes or...
All right, real quick. First chunk of the season. I'm going to break this down into quarters, okay? We're going to put, because it's an opposite or an odd number.
You I feel like we're doing our spreads right games. Now, our picks.
We'll get there pretty soon. It kind of is. So follow along here. First quarter of the season, open with Buffalo at home, Atlanta at home, and then back-to-back road division games at Arizona and at San Francisco. Give me the best-case scenario. The Rams go through that four-game stretch. What?
Best-case scenario, 3-1.
I agree.
Yeah, 3-1.
What's the worst-case scenario?
Buffalo
and Atlanta.
If you're 2-2, I don't think the world ends.
I agree.
1-3 is the worst.
You think 1-3 is the worst case? I think
as
two
in
two,
like we
they're
know
not
going
to lose three of those four games. I think that they'll win at least two. Atlanta's almost a layup, right? And Arizona's a team that they beat like a drum. Okay, so I think 2-2 there. So, but we're
when
close.
You say worst case, I'm just thinking in my head that. Like, do I
Fair
think
enough.
They'll go 1-3? No, I don't think they'll go 1-3.
Let's go to the next four games.
Okay.
Dallas and Carolina at home. Mm-hmm. You get a very early bye week in week 7. And then you get San Francisco at SoFi.
Yep.
And then you go on the road to
Tampa.
Let me just say this again. That four-game stretch has three home games.
Yep.
Dallas, Carolina, San Francisco, and then at the road, on the road, I should say, at Tampa. Best worst case scenario.
Best 4-0.
You think so?
4-0 in that stretch.
Off? Yeah.
I think you can. Well, put it this way. I wouldn't be shocked if they weren't 4-0. Worst case, I mean, if you can't get 3-1 is if you went 2-2.
I think 2-2 could happen. Dallas is good. San Francisco's good. Tampa's good.
But you get both of those games at
Sanford. They beat
Tampa. Tampa. They've done a fantastic job on.
They have, but that's Tom Brady on the road. Mm-hmm. San Francisco. They've lost 6 of the last 7 times they've played them. Just saying.
Can I say? Does it?
Dallas
feel,
is a good team.
Does it feel like this? And we'll see what happens once the season starts. Once you kind of beat that team that you couldn't beat, does it kind of change?
Couldn't
everything?
Agree more.
You know.
By the way. By week 8, they're done with San Francisco. You win both of those games, you can almost bury them. You lose both of those games, and now you don't get a chance to
They'll
chase them
directly.
They'll
probably go 1-1 on that.
I think you're probably right. All right, next chunk of games. Arizona at SoFi, at New Orleans, at Kansas City, and then Seattle at home. Best and worst case.
Best 3-1.
Yep, agreed.
Don't go... 2-2 should be your worst case.
I think 3-1's their worst case. I think they win 3 of those games in their sleep. I think 4-0 is a possibility. Mm-hmm. They're not going to lose to Seattle. They're not going to lose to Arizona.
That's actually probably the easiest chunk have.
No question.
Even though you got a road game at KC.
Two of them. And at New Orleans. A tough place to play.
Mm-hmm.
So you got, okay, final 5 games here, like we mentioned. Vegas at Green Bay, Denver at LA Chargers, at Seattle Seahawks. Best and worst.
So you got Vegas, Packers, Broncos, Chargers, Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
I think best case scenario, best case, it's going to be tough.
Right.
Best case is.
Say it, because I agree with you.
3-2?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. What's the worst?
2-3. I don't think they'll go worse than 2-3.
I agree. Yeah. I think they're going to win at least. So, okay, if you add all those up, you know what the best case scenario, what we have
of
here?
Their record?
Yeah. 12-5. That's the best case scenario that we've put together. 12-5. The worst case scenario is 9-8. Okay, so both of the 12-5, you probably win the division. You're probably second seed in the NFC, maybe third. They went 12-5 last year, and they were the fourth seed. Okay,
they lost the last game against San Francisco. Yep,
9-8 is we might need a little help.
Yeah,
and I don't think they're going to go 9-8, but nothing super weird would have to happen for them to go 9-8. That's how difficult the schedule is.
Yeah, I'd find it so hard to believe they go 9-8 this upcoming year.
But when you go through it,
and you look at it,
and because look, Buffalo possible, but just possible. Can you see a scenario where they lose a game?
Yes,
Buffalo,
of course.
Okay, San Francisco.
Yes.
Okay, San Francisco again.
No.
Okay, so we'll take that one off. Dallas.
No.
Okay. Tampa.
Yes.
KC.
Yes.
Vegas.
No.
No chance they could lose to a team that was in the playoffs and pretty good last year.
I think you could say for no chance.
I'll give you no. Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. San Diego. The Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denver.
Yeah.
That's 7. That's 7 losses.
But that's out of those 7, they're going to win 2 or 3 of those.
Probably, and they'll probably lose 2 or 3
of
to the
ones
they're supposed to win.
Yeah.
seven losses.
You win 11
that's
games
10
this
and
year.
Seven.
That's you're good to go.
And that's the big question I want to get to coming up in just a little bit. What is the number to make you feel good about them going into the playoffs? Because that schedule is an absolute monster. We'll get to that just after the top of the hour, right around 11 o'clock or so. But coming up next, Ask Slee. Coming up, Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. Another suggestion on how you can watch the game. You ready? Yep. This comes from GFish21. You just need to find another person to watch the game. Hey, Bill here wants to watch. Mind if we throw it on? Got to find one guy in that party. Not
I'm
a bad way to
do
it. Find
the kid that's like nine.
Fine. Hey, look, Timmy wants to see this. He's kind of bored. Let's flip it on for him. You're good.
Then I turn on 9-year-old Dylan's going to want to watch something on.
SpongeBob?
Yeah, he's going to be like, no, I don't want to watch that.
Rick and Morty? No, Rick and Morty's probably not for 9-year-olds.
Pull Dylan to the side. Not a good damn idea. It, Dylan. Don't screw this up.
You like Rick and Morty? Oh, pretty darn funny.
Yeah?
Pretty darn funny. All right, phone or Twitter, Slee?
Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the phones because I like this guy. He always delivers. Ivan in Monrovia. Ivan, hashtag Ask Slee. What do you got?
Hey, so Ask Slee. So, Slee, when parking your car, mainly parallel parking, do you turn off the radio and have everyone else in the car stop talking so you can concentrate on parking? Or do you park like a boss and nothing distracts you?
Ivan, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I actually ask everybody to get out of the car. I tell everybody, you know what? And go walk to the restaurant. Go walk in. I need my own time by myself here. Bro, we have so many cameras. I don't care who's in there. I don't care if, you know, we have Rage Against the Machine on as far as the radio goes. It kind of doesn't matter. You know, wherever you pull up. By the way, there's a simple science to this. I mean, I'm using the cameras to an extent, but I'm still using them. I'm still go-to with the mirror. That has a lot to do with it. But just go up. Go. You got to be the same length of the car in front of you. Once you get that, now that kind of churn immediately starts. Tires kind of take care of themselves. We kick
just
back. We relax.
Just barely miss on the front end with your fender. You slide it. It's easy to.
This is the only problem. Only problem is when the curb is too high. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes curb's too high.
Sure.
So whoever opens
can't open
their
the door,
car, I'm like, gee, I got to do it again.
Why is my side always a little lower than everybody else's side? I was like, why can you open the door back there and I can't do it over here? It always makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I could just be a Travis thing along
the
way.
These are pretty funny.
They're very good. All right, you ready? Big E says, if you are walking and you're a few steps into a crosswalk, the light turns yellow. Do you take off sprinting to get to the other side?
Yep.
Do you return and wait for the next green light?
Yep.
Or does he stroll across, making the guy turning left hold up traffic?
Big E, if I'm committed, bro, we're going. So the last thing I'm doing is going back. But I try to, listen, I'm trying to show respect to the drivers out there. We got a light little jog. You know what I mean? You get that light, kind of trying to still play it cool. And I don't know how cool it looks, but I got a light jog. Light jog going to the end.
There's an age.
Because I do feel bad. I feel bad. This guy's trying to turn left. I'm trying to take advantage of, it says four on there, three, two, and then now I'm going. I'm not going to be an a-hole waiting.
You're doing it right.
Give him a little wave.
There comes an age where you got to do the wave. You got to, hey, I acknowledge I'm in your way. I'm going to get out of your way as quickly as I can. We're trying to live in a society.
Yep.
These are the things you have to do. Mm-hmm. But there comes an age where the light jog.
Sure.
Goes away,
yeah.
And it's just I'm just going to pick up the pace of my walking because running as a 40-year-old is different than running as a 45 and a 50.
Well, here's the difference.
It's very different.
You could do there's the light jog where your feet barely get up off the ground.
Yeah.
That looks a little weird.
It does.
So pick up bend your knees a little bit. Let's say that. Bend your knees a little bit, get over to the other side, and then people still have some respect for you as you're going with 3 seconds left.
Right. John Castro says, hashtag Ask Slee. Lady Slee wants to have a barbecue with friends with traditional American food. If you call Travis to ask him for advice on what to prepare, are you now required to invite him?
I'm not worried about that with you. Because you don't seem like somebody, I feel like I'd be selling you on coming.
Well, okay.
I feel like you would, if I put out an invite and I was like, hey, Trav, you got to come. This is going to be a great vibe. Plus, I need your advice on, I got a lot of barbecue questions, blah, blah, blah. But I also think that it's not a guaranteed or lock you're going to come like that. I think it's got to be, if I'm doing something that's station related or something like that, I think you're in.
Yeah, no, that
but
would be different.
But if it's random and you don't know anybody there.
If you said Lady Sleeve's having some friends over, she wants to do some steak, some chicken, whatever it is, some wings.
I wouldn't be too concerned about you just saying, here's the advice.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah. I might even offer to come over and do it for you.
Now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go on YouTube.
I'll book a bartend. What do you need? I'll wear a tuxedo.
By the way, it's because I didn't invite you that all of a sudden you're intrigued. You're like, I'm going to come. Actually, I'm bringing the family over.
Absolutely. Francis in Glendale, hashtag Ask Sleeve. Hey, party people.
Hey, party people. Happy Friday. I have a couple
to you and your family as well.
Please.
Go ahead, Francis.
All right, Francis, you're good. Sorry, I caught you off.
Who's the most famous non-colleague who follows you on Twitter? And my second one is, does Terry Stotts look like he just saw someone use his driveway to turn around?
That's a really good question. Most famous person to follow you on Twitter that's not a colleague.
Woj?
I don't know. Do you know?
I don't.
I don't know.
I had a couple of really, you know who, and I think there was a moment.
I have to like literally go, but I'm not sure.
You know who followed me, and I don't know if she still does, but she did for a while. And okay. I have a feeling it was just one of these like bots that took over her account. But Melissa Joan Hart, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, followed me on Twitter for a period of time.
That's awesome.
I have no idea. I'm assuming it was a bot situation.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't assume it was a bot.
Maybe she's a fan of the Dodgers and likes talking about taco guys and drinking too many martinis.
Tell me more, Trav. Yeah. Tell me more.
Melissa Joan Hart is the answer to that one. We'll do this during the break. We'll go through your people that follow you and see if we can dig somebody up. Dude and Slow, do sheep feel naked after they've been sheared?
Of course they do. I've wondered that myself.
I bet it's kind of weird for the sheep.
Woke up yesterday saying, how do they do it?
It was warm. Now I'm not. What's going on? Right?
This ain't right.
Hey, I was sweating and I'm hot as hell. And now all of a sudden I feel great. Like, what's going on?
It's a great question. And I appreciate your participation.
I like that it's like stopped you cold in your tracks.
Yeah, nothing.
That's pretty good. All right, here's another one from Dude and Slow that I really like. How did Noah keep the woodpeckers from destroying the ark? Come on.
You know?
I'm assuming there was some cage of some sort, so they couldn't, a non-wooden cage. I don't know, back in ark times, probably just wood. There wasn't metal. There wasn't plastic. Yeah. Maybe rocks. Maybe he made like a rock cage for the woodpeckers.
Sprayed Raid. Sprayed Raid everywhere.
Muzzles. Well, yeah, make little grass muzzles for the woodpeckers.
We should do an Ask Taylor.
Well, yes, we should. It's been a while.
Wait, have we done?
Yeah, we did.
That's right. We did. Whatever we are going to do on Thursdays, we're just going to pick a random.
We got to bring Berg in here one of these days because we've gone through all four of us.
From the tweets that I've got when that concept was coming up, Amanda was by far the most popular.
No question.
They wanted to ask her.
We'll get her in. Christopher Holmes, the apocalypse is here, and you get to choose Ben Simmons or James Harden as your survival buddy.
I'm going to go Ben Simmons. I think Ben Simmons is young enough, and maybe I could find some fire inside of him. Maybe. You want me to get James Harden?
You're dead. The apocalypse is here, and if those two guys are your guys, you can get them both, and you're cooked.
By the way, what happened to James Harden?
He ate himself off of two teams. What do you mean what happened to James Harden? He doesn't care. He doesn't want to play basketball.
Oliver Miller size.
No, but he was a guy that a lot of his game was predicated on quickness and explosivity and being
Let's go back. Remember the Houston days?
Uh-huh.
You go to YouTube and type in Harden.
One of the best players in the league.
Yeah, but you type in Harden playing defense. So it's not like he's always had this fire in his heart.
No.
You literally some of the worst basketball plays I've ever
seen. I'm going to get 40 and give up 30.
This dude, yesterday, I think they said, he took two shots in the second half, played 22 minutes.
He had 11 points.
Go ahead. Don't care. Don't care about the game.
There are guys that are about it, and there are guys that are not.
I'm going Ben Simmons.
Good luck.
Here's what's going to happen.
The apocalypse happens at my house because I want to go first. Mm-hmm. And second, you and Ben Simmons are the next two people off.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's how that's going to go.
Ben, grab my hand. He's like, bro, I'm not.
We got a lot more Ask Sleeves that we're going to drop on you. Coming up before too long, what is the number? We know the Rams' schedule. We know it is backloaded like crazy. How many do they have to win to get into the playoffs? That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.